Hello, my name is Chloe, and I'm going to be talking about missing person cases. I honestly fear if I don't talk about it, if a lot of people don't speak up and keep the conversation going, that these people won't be found, their names will just get dropped off. So I'm just trying to keep their names out there and their stories, and I'm going to be doing 3 cases per state in the U.S., starting from the right, working my way to the left. And we did just do Massachusetts, which if you haven't heard, go listen to those and the ones before that and catch up with us. It shouldn't take too long. And then now we're on Rhode Island, but Massachusetts was our first one, I think, that only had 2 missing person cases. So now we're on to Rhode Island. I did find 3 on Rhode Island, so there are 2 more to do, but this is our first one. So if you have listened before, welcome back. Thank you for listening again. And if you're new, stick around and listen with the rest of us. All right, our first case in Rhode Island is about Christine Claudette Dumont. She's been missing since April 23rd of 2004, and she went missing from Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Her classification is endangered. Age is 42 years old. Her height and weight is unknown, and she did have brown hair, and she was a Caucasian female. So Christine was last seen getting out of a car on Arnold Street in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, on April 23rd. In 2004, Jeffrey Mailhot, a machine operator in Woonsocket, was charged with Dumont's murder after he confessed to the police while he was in custody for 2 unrelated assaults. You can look up a picture of him if you want to see it. Just look up Jeffrey S. Mailhot, Mailhot. He was also charged with the killing of Audrey Harris and Stacy Goulet, who was pregnant. Parts of Goulet's remains were found in a landfill in Johnston, Rhode Island, in July of 2004. Christine and Harris are still missing. All 3 women have a history of drug abuse and prostitution. Christine used crack cocaine, and all of them associated with criminals. Police describe their lifestyles as high risk. Investigators theorized that they went to Mailhot's apartment on Callow Street and were killed shortly thereafter. The bathtub in his apartment was bloodstained. Authorities determined the blood came from Dumont, Goulet, and Harris. Mailhot pleaded guilty to all 3 murders in February of 2006, so that was nearly 2 years later. He admitted that he had strangled the women, dismembered their bodies, and put them in dumpsters. Mailhot, who has no prior criminal record and experienced remorse for his actions, will serve over 40 years in prison before becoming eligible for parole. Dumont remains missing. Foul play is suspected in her case due to the circumstances involved. So they do think that he did kill them, all 3 of them, but her body was never found, so they can't really close her case for being missing. So she is still missing. Her remains are missing. And luckily, he is in prison for the murder of Christine Dumont. This was a pretty short one, but I will have another one up tomorrow, so check back. Thanks.